Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I've been very struck by the readings this week because they say so much about people who have given their lives to follow the Lord, given their lives for the Lord. And today, on this feast of Saint Sebastian, we have incredible readings here that I find very good, and I want to ask you to read them with me. If you can have the scripture right with you, that would be good. But if not, just listen carefully. The first reading is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 to 3 and 15 to 17. Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of God Most High, met Abraham as he returned from his defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham apportioned to him a tenth of everything. His name first means righteous king, and he was also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. Without father, mother, or ancestry, without beginning of days or end of life, thus made to resemble the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. It is even more obvious if another priest is raised up after the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become so not by a law expressed in a commandment concerning physical descent, by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. For it is testified, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Brothers and sisters, even you, in different ways, but even you who are not priests, you can offer your life to God. You can offer him one thing that you love very much. Just offer it to him and say, "Lord, this really belongs to you. Help me to treat it lovingly." The Lord looks upon you. And what he wants from each of us is not that all of us become priests. That's not it. What he's looking for is a people who desire, and I mentioned this yesterday, who really desire to follow the Lord more closely. That doesn't mean hours and hours of prayer, etc. It means orienting your life. Every stopping, you know, people tell me they'll stop every hour or so and just make a short prayer. "Lord, this day belongs to you. Lord, help me in this problem. Lord, strengthen me for what I need to do now. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me peace." Whatever it may be that you need, bring it to him every day. Ask him to help you. Lean on him. His priorities are not certainly most of the time our priorities. But if we put him first, he will lead us in the right direction. And that's what we want. We want to follow him. When I die, I certainly and see the face of God. I want to be able to say, not that I was perfect, because of course I'm not. I've sinned in many ways. I've failed in many ways, but I've asked his forgiveness. That's the key. Because he grants forgiveness to us. He loves us. He will do everything he can to bring us safely home to him. So bring your needs to the Lord. Show him what your problems are. And you can say, "Well, he knows it," but he wants to hear it from you. He wants to hear you. Bring your needs to God. Psalm 110 tells us, "You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.' The scepter of your power the Lord will stretch forth from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth in holy splendor. Before the day star like the dew, I have begotten you. The Lord has sworn and he will not repent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. We can think of it as one who seriously wants to follow the Lord. That doesn't mean you have to pray all day. You go about your business, you do what your responsibilities call you to do. Do them lovingly, do them faithfully. That's an honor to God. It's one of the highest honors we can give him. Give yourself to God every morning. Give him your day. Ask him to bless you and to lead you. And he will. He will. He will lead us to union with him if we're willing to be led. Oh, this is my life. I can do what I want. Yes, God gave you free will. Absolutely. It is quite a gift. And he took a lot of chance by giving us a free will, but he wanted it to be our choice. If we were ordered to do this or that or the other thing, there would be outright probably pandemic difficulties. But brothers and sisters, God just says, look to him. Look to him. Turn to him. Every day throughout the day, just for a moment each time, just for a moment. Lord, how am I doing? Lord, here I am. And just let him know that you want to be close to him. Tell him to help you in what you need. He will hear you. And the gospel for today is a very short one. You might be thanking God for that. But the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. No work on the Sabbath. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." And then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. They didn't follow the letter of the law. Brothers and sisters, how do we take God's word? How do we handle the commandments? How do we obey him? Everything that he asks of us is meant to bring us to eternal life. It's meant to bring us home to him. And where you need more courage or more strength to turn away from something, ask him. "Lord, give me strength now as I have this meeting. Give me strength now. Give me wisdom now. Give me hope now." Whatever it may be, just ask him before you begin to do whatever it is that you need to do. He will hear you. He really will hear you. Brothers and sisters, Erasmo Marakakis is a great writer for me. He's a Cistercian monk. He serves in Rome. And take a look around for him. Erasmo Levia Marakakis, Fire of Mercy, Heart of the Word, Meditations on the Gospel According to St. Matthew. It's a treasure, brothers and sisters. It's a treasure. You can probably find it in any good Catholic bookstore. Please read the Word. And I want to read to you right here from something that Marakakis said. "From the field of grain, Jesus proceeds to the local synagogue. His moving on from place to place is no random wandering about it. It is the passing of our pilgrim God, coming from his Father to search us out. seeking to do us good, seeking the love of our hearts. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, bounding over the hills. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing in at the windows. My beloved speaks and says to me, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. The place he now enters for Sabbath worship is, after all, the synagogue, which means a gathering together. This indicates the unitive and harmonizing power of God's word, which creates a new people for itself. Brothers and sisters, just think of that for a moment. God told us, I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will bring them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. It would be the same if, while reading about a great historical character in a book, I lifted up my eyes and, oh wonder, suddenly the character walked in, the flesh into the room where I was sitting reading about him. God is that near. You can't see him with your eyes, neither can I. Neither can those of us here on work. We cannot see him, but in our hearts, we know what is true. God would never lie to us. He's there. He's seeking to draw us closer and closer and closer to himself. Oh, brothers and sisters, I beg you not to say, oh, people are people. And we want to say, oh, well, that's for other people. That's not for me. It is for you. Every one of you, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter where you've gone, the Lord is speaking to you today, telling you that he loves you. Merikakis said this, Jesus' mere presence reimmerses Israel and all of humanity in the living drama of salvation history in the making. And this man with a withered hand represents all mankind in dire need of being extracted by God's power out of its condition of entrapment. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to rescue those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters of God as well. Whether they know it or not, the worshipers on this day see their synagogue transformed from a sacred place for liturgical remembrance based on sacred text into a crucible where God's transforming fire comes too close for comfort, applied with divine wisdom by the Virgin Son. God loves you. Draw close to him. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.